David Hirschroot and Larry Rohr from Fresh Tracks start 2023 with a series of new box set releases. They're going to feature some albums that are celebrating their 50th anniversary. They also have some music-related books for your winter reading, and they'll salute the passing of another music icon. Take a listen.
Well, welcome to our first Fresh Tracks for 2023. And David, I always appreciate the things you have to say this time of year. Let's get right at it.
I think before we assign 2022 to the history file, I think it's time to put some suggestions out there for people who haven't quite maxed out their credit cards so far, or just want to get something special for themselves. And why not? And this year, we've got some great ideas and suggestions with certain classical albums that have reached their 50th anniversary. First up, we've got some ideas if you like to read. The Doobie Brothers have a history of the band written by Patrick Simmons and Tom Johnston, the band's main songwriters and founding fathers, so to speak. It's called Long Train Runnin', Our Story of the Doobie Brothers, and it's definitely worth a read. Another recommendation is Rock, She Wrote. Women Write About Rock, Pop, and Rap by Evelyn McConnell. She's got essays by Patti Smith, Marianne Faithfull, Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. It's a fun, fun book.
I've got a couple of suggestions here, too. And first is Philip Norman's Paul McCartney. It was as if Philip Norman had interviewed anybody who had ever talked to Paul McCartney. The other one that I'm in the middle of, it's called The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. And it's basically the story of Sam Phillips from his early years, which to me was a little boring in the setup, but it really meant a lot to how Sam was thinking and how he had this sound in his head that he knew was rock and roll for 15 years before he ever met Elvis and Johnny Cash and Roy Orbison and Jerry Lee Lewis. So check out books. Don't overlook that.
As far as albums are concerned, there's a whole lot of box sets. Blondie has one, Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982. It's an 8-CD box set that includes remixed and remastered versions of all 6 of Blondie's albums, with never-before-released songs, plus a 120-page discography and a 144-page hardback book.
Nice combination.
If you're a Kiss fan, Creatures of the Night is now a CD box set that celebrates the album's 40th anniversary. Next up, Little Feat's Waiting for Columbus. Its 45th anniversary is being celebrated with an 8-CD newly expanded deluxe edition and a remastered version of the original 2-record set. I don't know too many people who aren't Joni Mitchell fans. The has a box set out called The Asylum Years, 1972 to 1975.
You know, I think a lot of people may not realize they are Joni Mitchell fans because of all the music that she had written that others have performed as well. Interesting find there.
Creedence Clearwater Revival at the Royal Albert. This long-lost 1970 recording of the band has been a holy grail for Creedence Clearwater fans for years. That includes the entire concert and a companion piece film that traces the band's history, you know, from their early days up through their meteoric rise to fame. Next one is one that we've talked a little bit about, and it's called Life Moves Pretty Fast, the John Hughes mixtape.
Oh, that's right. It's the music that Hughes collected in his filmmaking.
They're most of the soundtrack music from Hughes's 1980 movies, like 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Weird Science. And if you're a John Hughes fan, this is something you're really going to want.
Okay, I was looking for an updated recording of Dunkershane, so.
Now, but the Beatles' Revolver, it's really been the most talked about box set of the year. Features a terrific remix by Giles Martin, who is Sir George's son, and Sam O'Dell. People are talking about this being one of the best remixes ever. Turning to jazz, there's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and Thelonious Monk. In 1967, Blakey took his band, which featured saxophonist Johnny Griffin and trumpeter Bill Hardman, into the studio with Thelonious Monk and recorded this six-song masterpiece. Second Dick and the alternate takes are equally fantastic. There's also box sets from David Bowie, Elton John, the Beach Boys, the Grateful Dead, the Notorious B.I.G., more Pink Floyd, Iron Maiden, Madonna, Neil Young. I mean, the list goes on. These albums have been out. They've been out for so long that it was time for them to be remastered, you know, because they've improved the audio and the ability to make them sound crisp and virtually new, hanging their head on that 50th anniversary.
Now, before we wrap up this Fresh Tracks with David Herzrud, David, we're going to talk more about music news from the past year on our next episode, but take a moment to talk about the passing of another outstanding music artist.
Christine McVie, to me, was a very, very special artist and a special person. I've been following her since her days in a band called Chicken Shack. She joined the band in 1967. Most people don't know this, but she received Melody Maker's Award as the UK's best female singer in 1969 and again in 1970, which was the year that she left Chicken Shack and joined Fleetwood Mac. But she was basically the glue that held the band together prior to Buckingham and Nicks joining the band in 1974. She's the type of person who never wanted the spotlight. She was just into the music and playing it. She's been overlooked, which I think is a real disservice. If you take a look at the 9 songs that have made it to the top 10 of Billboard Hot 100, Christine wrote 4 of them. She was described as the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life. That's how people thought of her.
That is so, so important, but it's hard to spot from the audience. But you know it from stage.
Oh, absolutely. You are so, so right. That's why I like the, somebody once said, how would you describe Christine McVie? And she had a song called Songbird. That's what she was.
The sun will be shining.